Resilience Art Project, or RAP, has been designed to stimulate dialogue, promote tolerance, and cross-cultural collaboration to heal from adversity. Art heals, and the intent is that RAP becomes a tool for capacity building that fosters self-expression, empowers individuals to cope and grow regardless of what they are facing. Here to talk about this program are Carrie Moe and Andrea and Stephen Engel from Creative Kids. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Carrie, this Resilience Art Project, it's kind of your brainchild. Will you tell us how it came to be and kind of give us the big picture of what you're putting together?
I'm very excited about this project. And it all started out last fall. As a former Fulbright scholar, I was invited to participate in an alumni thematic international exchange seminar, also known as Alumni Ties, for Fulbright and other State Department program alumni. And this seminar was about arts, culture, transforming conflict, and how arts are able to transform lives and communities. And it's something I feel that's very important and I'm very passionate about. During this program, I was able to talk a lot about our community, including the trauma we faced collectively after August 3rd, as well as many of the ways that Creative Kids was making an impact through the arts. And as a former board president of Creative Kids, I'd seen firsthand the power of the arts to transform lives. And during the seminar, I really started to think about the connection between art and our community healing. But at the time, I really didn't know how all of this was going to come together. So I came back real energized. I called up Drea and Steven. I was like, I got to tell you guys about this. And I think there's some real possibilities here. And so we met, and ironically, the evening we got together, it was a terrible thunderstorm. Hail, rain, black skies, traffic was all backed up. It was just really, really gloomy. But however, when I got closer to where we were meeting, the clouds broke, and it just revealed one of the most beautiful sunsets over the mountains that I had ever seen. Mm-hmm. And as Drea, Steve, and I started talking, it was just kind of out of that serendipitous moment that the Resilience Art Project was founded. And it kind of is symbolic that out of dark times, there is a possibility for brightness to emerge. And so the Resilience Art Project, it emphasizes art as a tool for resiliency, the ability to adapt and continue in the face of adversity. Whether it's trauma, tragedy, stress, there's so many things, you know. Initially, the August 3rd incident came to my mind, but now as we're living through COVID, domestic violence, all of the different issues we're facing, resiliency is a tool that can help people overcome, become better, and art is a way to deliver that. And I knew Creative Kids had to be part of this project because they're the leading organization in our region, nationally recognized for curriculum development. So as I kind of was formulating this idea, they were right alongside me and really are responsible for bringing the ideas to life, developing that expertise in art education and curriculum that's needed to develop this comprehensive project. And so we are fortunate to get funding from the Alumni Ties grant from the U.S. Department of State. And so that really gave the seed money to start the first phase, but this is going to grow into a much bigger project. And the State Department does this because it wants to connect our Fulbright or other government exchange alumni who are doing work in the community. And one of my colleagues, John Nickerson, who was a Peace Corps alumni, also participated. And again, this was just the start of something that I think can go very, very far. And Steve and Drea have been on the forefront of developing the curriculum for our initial programming.
So that means we're headed into phase two, is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of programming going on this summer, and then we have a second phase coming up.
So do you want to talk about the programming in the summer and then go to phase two, or do you want to just go to phase two? What works for you guys?
So when we got the funding that Carrie had reached out and done those trainings for, basically we stepped straight into COVID. It was almost like, you know, the door closed partly. And so we switched to an online platform and we started working with the kids through via Zoom and creating projects that they could do at home. Their materials were shipped to the house. It was a sign-in basis. It was something that we could link with the kids, give them the ability to create something and hopefully create a relationship that they liked making art,
yeah,
but also love tuning in and seeing their friends and making some good stuff. Plus, it really was a good training ground for where we're going next. I think it was a great way to kind of learn about technology and how we have to treat it with kids at a distance and work with them and how we create those relationships at last. So we shot out some videos that we had put out to the community, and you might see them on the foundation website. They're also linked with the Boys and Girls Club. It was linked with a number of partners that we distributed.
And we created a website around what was happening in the Resiliency Art Project called makingartpossible.com. And so it's all the videos that we created that the kids were able to watch from their home. And then you can see the artwork too that was created from their home. And so some of that you'll see, we'll get to the exhibit that we're going to host August 3rd. And so kind of just working through that, and that's our next step, and then we'll get into phase two with what's going to happen with the project.
And you guys were like really, I mean, quick on the pivot, because I remember your videos went up right away. And, you know, even today, one of your still life videos, I came across it on my Facebook feed, and it's Steven teaching us how to paint a pear. And I'm like, oh, hey, cool.
Yeah, I kind of turned into Bob Ross slash, I don't know, some kind of TikTok guy.
Yeah, you need to find your, you know, happy little trees, but I don't know what you're.
Yeah, but I mean, it is fun. After a while, it's fun to create that. And I think that develop creative kids into the future.
Yeah.
And that push and pivot that we had to take is actually where I think we're going now due to the pandemic. And also, I think it's a broader audience. We can reach more educators. We can reach more institutions and nonprofits, and hopefully that'll spread virally.
Hats off to you guys, really, because y'all just took it and ran with it. And it's something that is just so needed. And I think that's why everybody responded to it. You know, I don't even have kids and I'm like, how do I draw a pear? You know, you just need an escape at all times.
A lot of people are tuning in, you know, that are adults that just want to have a glass of wine and paint as well. So if it makes you happy and it teaches you something, we think it's good.
You know what? That's a good idea. You should do virtual drink and draws, because remember, those were a thing at the bar. I feel like we're on to something here.
We did one last month with Executive Forum Ladies Paint and Pinot, and it was a huge success.
See, already on it.
Good. Those ladies actually had fun, but they made some good portraits. I mean, if they share them with you, I mean, they made some good stuff.
Okay, so bring us to this open call that you have currently going, because we need to talk about the project on August 3rd.
So originally, you know, we were going to be working in person, creating art. And the part of this phase one of the project was to have a big exhibit around the artwork that was created through the RAP project. So obviously we can't gather. So what we're doing is we're moving it to an online exhibit, and we're really asking the community to be a part of this, just not anyone that's in Creative Kids. It's an open call to anyone to submit their artwork around resiliency or the community. And so we'll be unveiling it August 3rd virtually. But anyone that wants to submit poetry, it can be, you know, poetry, a painting, anything you'd like, you can submit those by July 27th. And you can email those into the resilienceartproject@gmail.com.
And it's resilienceartproject@gmail.com, right? We were talking to the public art coordinator earlier, or we were talking about public art. So I think it's important to let people know, submit an actual photo of the piece that you want to submit, right? Not an idea of your work.
Yes, this is all virtual. Again, this has kind of been an exercise of resiliency also, because everything we had placed face to face, we've had to change. And it's also showing we can grow from that, and which is all that the Resilience Art Project is about. So we definitely want images, photos, we can take poetry, and really talk about how El Paso is stronger 1 year later.
It really is amazing. I mean, you built a project called Resilience Art Project, and in the middle of it, your own resiliency is being tested.
And that's the beauty of it. Resiliency is applicable to any experience. And if you can use art and other tools to achieve that, you're going to achieve personal growth. You're going to be empowered. And as a whole, our community is going to thrive and be better. So it's really, really powerful and important that this continues, and there's so much potential for growth and impact.
Well, it's an amazing project, and I can't thank you enough. Artists, if you want to submit, the deadline for submission is July 27th at 5 p.m. And all you have to do is send an email to resilienceartproject@gmail.com and be a part of the virtual show on August 3rd. Where can we see the actual show if we want to attend?
Originally, it was going to be at El Paso Community College, but since we can't have gatherings, it'll be on the El Paso Community College Facebook site and also probably linked with the Creative Kids social media as well.
Excellent. Okay, well, today my guests have been Carrie Moe and Andrea and Stephen Engel from Creative Kids. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts, and thank you for teaching us how to be resilient through the arts.
Thank you, Marina. That's sweet.
Thank you, Marina.